So the other day I was on a hormone clarity call with MJ, and we were discussing the results of her hormone self-assessment. She was dealing with a whole bunch of symptoms: insomnia, anxiety, bloating, brain fog, and even some unexplained weight gain. And she was dealing with all of this due to shifting estrogen and progesterone levels in perimenopause. Near the end of the call, I asked MJ if she had any questions. And she asked me something I get asked all the time. In fact, it's the number one question I receive about hormonal imbalance and how to balance your hormones naturally. She asked me what she could take to fix this. If I had a dollar every time someone asked me that, I'd probably have a Birkin by now, or at least another Coach bag. And I get it. We live in a quick fix culture, and we've been conditioned that a pill can often be the answer to what ails us. Have a headache? Pop some aspirin. Have a fever? Pop some acetaminophen. Have menstrual cramps? Pop some ibuprofen, and so on and so on. But here's the thing. Over-the-counter supplements aren't regulated by the same standards that regulate over-the-counter medication. Not even close. So how do you know whether the supplements you're taking to help with your perimenopause or menopause symptoms are safe? If you or anyone in your family takes vitamins, probiotics, herbal supplements, and that includes gummies too, you're definitely going to want to stick around for this episode. Welcome to Are You There, Midlife? It's me, Monica. Hi, I'm Monica Topetti, wife, mom, health coach, and hormone imbalance survivor. And I'm on a mission to help women in midlife balance hormones naturally without drugs, doctors, or divorce. Are you tired of dealing with heavy, painful periods that look like a crime scene? Are you sick of struggling with anxiety, fatigue, or brain fog that... What was I just saying? Are you frustrated doing all the things to lose weight, but still packing on pounds faster than a real housewife changes Birkins? Girl, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I spill the tea on what to expect in perimenopause and beyond. From IBS to insomnia, bloating to funky body odor, I'll unpack all the weird stuff happening inside our midlife bodies, plus give you the latest science and holistic solutions to manage it all. So ditch the Spanx and hop on board the Hot Mess Express. Let's do this. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the show. So today we're going to continue a very important conversation we started last week about the efficacy and safety of supplements. Now, if you haven't listened to that episode, which is episode 8, you're going to want to go ahead and give that episode a listen as well. I'll go ahead and link it in today's show notes. When it comes to the subject of supplements, I'm not going to lie. I am super passionate, and here's why. Supplements can be a real game changer when it comes to our hormonal health, especially for those of us who want to balance our hormones without HRT or hormonal birth control, or who don't want to take prescription medication like sleeping pills, SSRIs, antidepressants, all the things to help ease certain perimenopause and menopause symptoms. And it's the very reason why I include supplements in my Own Your Shift hormone balancing program. But, supplements are not the complete solution. Not by themselves anyway. The role of supplements is to supplement an otherwise healthy lifestyle. Some supplements can be taken to ease symptoms that diet alone cannot. Others can be taken to fill the gap in a nutritional deficiency that diet alone cannot. But if you're not addressing the root cause of a symptom, you're just engaging in symptom management, and any relief is often going to be only temporary. Wah, wah. The other reason why I'm super passionate about supplements is because they can be dangerous, even fatal. Of the estimated 4,000 supplement manufacturers worldwide, The vast majority test for zero contaminants, like mercury, heavy metals, mold, bacteria, steroids, and even prescription drugs. Not only that, but there are more than 1,000 different forms of contaminants that have shown up in aftermarket tests of food-grade supplements by the FDA. And those different forms of contaminants have been linked to cancer. It's important to note that these were tests that were done on supplements that had been sold and consumed before the FDA received enough complaints to test them. And if you think you're safe after the FDA has recalled a tainted supplement, think again. A recent Harvard study published in the Journal of American Medical Association found that 2/3 of all FDA recalled dietary supplements they analyzed still contained banned substances at least 6 months after being recalled. So, what can we do to protect ourselves from unsafe supplements? Well, grab a notebook and pen as I stir the tea on the 6 warning signs your supplements may be a scam, plus 3 ways to know if a supplement brand is the real deal. Okay, so the first sign your supplement may be a scam is the ingredients listed are a unique or proprietary blend. I'll say that again. The ingredients listed are a unique or proprietary blend. Did you know that supplements that contain a mixture of ingredients, aka proprietary blends, are not required to list all of their ingredients or their amount on their labels? It's true. That means a supplement you're taking could contain an ingredient not listed on the label, like, say, milk thistle, which is an excellent liver detoxifying herb, but it can cause an allergic reaction in someone with allergies to, say, ragweed. Or the proprietary blend you are taking might contain a stimulant like caffeine or yohimbe that could raise your blood pressure with potentially fatal consequences to someone who already has a high BP. These supplement companies claim they need to protect their ingredients from other supplement competitors. But at what cost? Stay away or toss anything marked with a unique or proprietary blend on the label. The second sign your supplement may be a scam is they're gummies. I know, everyone loves a gummy. They're an easy alternative if you're someone who has difficulty swallowing pills or if you're just someone who has to take a lot of pills. And they're also a little bit of nostalgia. They remind us a lot of the gummy bears or dots we used to snack on when we were kids. And sometimes they're even sweet, like candy too. But all of that convenience and nostalgia comes at a price, because there is a higher incidence of problems with both the quality and the accuracy in the manufacturing process of gummies than any other type of supplement. Take, for example, melatonin gummies. A lot of people take those for sleeping issues. In a recent study of 25 gummy sleep products, researchers found that 22 of the 25 products sampled contained significantly different amounts of the melatonin advertised, up to 3.5 times more than the labeled quantity, which in excess can potentially cause changes in both your heart rate and your blood pressure. So better safe than gummies. The third sign your supplement may be a scam is there's no evidence of third-party testing. Under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, manufacturers are responsible for ensuring the safety of vitamins and supplements, not the FDA. Say what? Yes. The very same companies who are making a profit from the manufacture and sale of their products are on their honor to regulate themselves. Here's the reality. If a supplement is not third-party tested, it's very likely it could contain different ingredients than those listed on its label or in different quantities, and that can include potentially dangerous ingredients and contaminants. Third-party testing, which is simply testing done by an outside company, can be pretty costly, both from a time and money perspective. So, if a supplement company isn't shouting the fact they are third-party tested from the rooftops in their marketing, you can be pretty sure they're not. The fourth sign your supplement may be a scam is they include lots of reviews from happy customers. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for social proof. I'm one of those shoppers who loves to read all the reviews of a product, both good and bad, before I make a final buying decision. But if all of the testimonials posted for a supplement are from happy customers, beware. No one supplement works for every person simply because we are all different chemically. In the medical world, it's referred to as bioindividuality. And it's the reason why one painkiller or antibiotic might work for you, but not for your friend, for example. So how does a supplement get all those 5-star reviews? They're fake. Or they're from customers or product testers who are paid to say something positive. This is a true story. So when my daughter was very young and I was strictly an at-home mom, I was looking for a way to make some extra money. And back then, there weren't a lot of work-at-home job opportunities like there are now, especially, you know, post-COVID. So when I saw an ad on Craigslist to be a product tester, I applied. This is how it worked. A company would send me a digital Amazon gift card to buy a specific personal care product. Then I was asked to try the product and write a brief review in exchange for payment. Plus, I got to keep the product. But here's the kicker. I had to write a 5-star review and everything I said had to be positive. I wrote one review about a product that I actually liked, but after that, it didn't feel ethical to me. So that was the end of that gig. And ever since, I've always been skeptical of online reviews on e-commerce sites. You should be too. The fifth sign your supplement may be a scam is the supplements are really pretty. Pretty? Pink? Pretty? Supplements aren't supposed to be pretty. Except in the case of like naturally colorful ingredients like turmeric or sea kelp, most supplements are kind of, well, beige. And that's a good thing, because if your supplement is colorful, it could be because a dye has been added in the manufacturing process to offset color loss that can happen from exposure to the elements. But this artificial coloring is not good, because it can actually contain hormone-disrupting toxins or even potentially dangerous chemicals. Talk about a pink tax. And the sixth sign your supplement may be a scam is it's manufactured outside of the United States or Canada. Believe it or not, manufacturers outside the US and Canada are required to adhere to even fewer government rules when it comes to ingredient purity than supplements in the US do. So, when in doubt, at the very least, buy products made in the USA or Canada. Shout out to all my Canadian listeners. So now that I've got you shaking in your Spanx and ready to toss all of your supplements in your pantry, how can you know if a particular supplement or brand is the real deal? There are 3 unique marks you can look for on a supplement's label to ensure its quality and safety. First is the United States Pharmacopeia or USP mark. This guarantees that a product has been tested for its ingredients and contaminants. There's actually a list of brands and specific supplements tested on the USP's website, which you can access for free. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. While this searchable list is pretty user-friendly, it is limited
And actually, I wasn't able to find a lot of supplements that I currently use and that I know to be third-party tested, just not by the USP. Second is the National Sanitation Foundation, or NSF, mark. The NSF offers product and ingredient certifications as well. They too have a searchable list of certified supplements for free on their website, which I will also link in the show notes. Now, while it is definitely more robust than the USP's list, I found this database. That was a Freudian slip because it's a little tricky to use. And again, it came up empty after several searches for supplements that I know to be tested and reputable. The third mark you can look for is the Consumer Lab Seal of Approval. This leading provider of independent testing and supplement verification is actually funded by members like you and me, who pay access to have the latest reviews of more than 1,400 health products. Now, if you're one of those shoppers who likes to really get in the weeds and know the ins and outs of what you're taking, this website is for you. But fair warning, there is a lot of information to sift through before you get to the bottom line of whether a supplement is good to buy or not. Again, I will link Consumer Lab's website in the show notes. So, there you go. 6 warning signs plus 3 verification marks to look for when evaluating the safety of your supplements. Are you still unsure what supplements you should be taking or whether supplements can even help your hormonal symptoms? Then make sure to click the link in the show notes and take my free hormone quiz. This self-assessment uses hormone symptom profiling to evaluate your age, menstrual cycle, and symptoms for 9 of the most common hormonal imbalances in perimenopause through postmenopause. It's quick, it's easy, it's scary accurate, and it's free. And best of all, it will give you the clarity you need to finally understand what's going on with your hormones. And if you already know what's going on with you hormonally, but don't have a lot of time to research what supplements are safe, then click the link in the show notes and check out my personal supplementation recommendations. This curated collection of hormone balancing supplements actually represents a variety of third-party tested and approved manufacturers that I have personally vetted and use, as well as recommend to my private coaching clients. Until next time, ladies, a quick vitamin joke. What did the grapefruit say to the orange when it needed a vitamin boost? Squeeze the day. So squeeze the day, ladies, and show your hormones who's boss. Hey, friend. Can I call you friend? Because I already feel like we're friends in my head. Did this podcast teach you something, make you laugh, or feel less like an alien? If so, I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take just 60 seconds to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the number one way you can thank me and support the show. Until next week, stay cool and keep away from sharp objects.